Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. While the percentage of women on the boards of Wisconsin companies has increased, women still only comprise 19% of those boards. And that is a concern, say the authors of a recent study. The Power of Three is this year's annual report from the organization Milwaukee Women Incorporated.
It argues that companies with three or more women directors outperform those with lower representation by women. Lindsay Hammer is the chair of Milwaukee Women, Inc., and she joined me in the studio to share the group's findings. She starts by explaining more about her organization.
Milwaukee Women, Inc. is an organization, just as you said, that has been around for 15 years. It is dedicated to achieving balanced representation of women on boards of directors, really with the purpose of maximizing performance of Wisconsin companies. We work a lot in the area of research, really understanding the research, understanding the data, and try to create awareness through collaboration and other strategies.
So where did this this organization come from? What was the need that spurred this total organization to focus on specifically how to get women into more positions of power?
The organization was really a grassroots effort of some local women leaders that recognized that there was a need to create more awareness around, really, in all honesty, the challenge with women achieving those leadership positions and really that highest level being on the board of directors. And so when you look at where we came from 15 years ago, there has been significant progress made.
Yeah, and this report for this year is titled The Power of Three, which says that companies with three or more women directors outperform those with lower representation. So why three as the magic number? And what was the catalyst that stemmed the initiative to have this research done specifically?
Yeah, good question. And catalyst being an interesting word choice of yours. There's an organization called Catalyst
does
a lot of research around diversity and women in the workplace, women on boards, women in executive roles, et cetera. And Catalyst really pulled together research from around the globe that many different countries have done around women in groups and especially women on boards of directors and their effectiveness. And they found a tipping point with that critical mass of three. So when you look at the returns that you would achieve with one woman on a board, yes, they're there. Two women on a board, yes, they're there. But when you look at the average size of a board of directors, the critical mass of three was absolutely a tipping point where we saw significant enhanced financial performance of companies at that level.
So I know it must differ from company to company, but what's the average total number of people on a board that these women are incorporated into?
Yeah, it does differ. And that could be anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 on average. Some are less and some are more.
Okay. So still working towards, you know, maybe 50% someday in the future. But we have seen an increase. So what are the numbers in this report and what key areas have increased with female representation at these higher levels for companies?
Yeah, you'll first note that we did focus on this concept of a power of three and measured companies in Wisconsin that have achieved that power of three or three directors on their board. And you'll note that our research will report that in 2018, of the largest 50 public companies in Wisconsin, 12 of those largest 50 have achieved the power of three. Now, I will note that we've seen a significant increase, about 33% increase in just the past year, in that same statistic in 2017 was 9. If you go back to 2014, there were only 5 of the companies, so significant 2.5 times growth from 2014 to 2018 as it relates to companies that have achieved the power of three. When you look at some of the other general findings of our research, you'll note that just the overall percentage of women on these top 50 public company boards has increased. It's increased from 17.6% in 2017 to 18.9% in 2018. We also did some research around executives, so women in the executive suite. And you'll note there that 30% of top 50 public companies have three or more women executives, so 15 out of 50 of those top companies.
So with these women involved in, as you mentioned, these top companies, ultimately board diversity equals greater financial performance because this is a study of businesses. It is a study of their success and their bottom line and how well they're meeting that. So what elements do you think women bring to the director's table that translate to this monetary gain? Because whether we like it or not, if the money shows that things are helping,
right,
it'll, you know, continue to implement some change.
Yeah, absolutely. When a lot of organizations have looked at diversity and tried to break that down, they've broken down some of the research into really four main areas. And one is this improved financial performance, as you said. Another significant area where women bring a lot of diversity is leveraging talent, as well as the team, the board, reflecting obviously more of the marketplace and impacting the reputation of the company. We also see women impacting positively innovation and just group or team performance. So if we break some of those down and we put some of those financial metrics aside and we say, where are women really making a difference? I mean, they're making a difference in that they are providing a higher level of corporate oversight. They are increasing retention of other women in the workplace. There is a higher engagement level of board involvement. When we look at some of that team dynamic and group performance, when women are part of a team, they tend to increase, again, the dynamic in the boardroom, the level of discussion, the level of development or education in the boardroom. They tend to reduce conflict in general. They tend to add more creativity and better problem-solving abilities.
So what people in the past would have thought as weaknesses, it's becoming a great asset within these higher positions.
Absolutely. And so then, as just as you said, the financial metrics follow, but really starts with just the general difference between men and women and the value that women bring and how they look at situations and problem solving differently.
As more companies are making pointed efforts to increase their diversity on all levels, especially at the top, what are some of the ways that companies are actively improving gender diversity or ways that they can if they aren't already?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually something that Milwaukee Women Inc. is very focused on, has been focused on, will continue to be focused on. And that is, what are those best practices? I mean, what can companies be doing? We all know that diversity is a challenge. Has been and will continue to be. But what are those best practices? What are we seeing out there companies do that really works? And so we have in our research broken that down into three areas, one being that change of mindset. And what we mean by that is setting different principles for decision making, with the example of ensuring there are qualified women on every slate, whether that's a slate being considered for an executive role or a board seat. Leadership commitment, visible commitments of leadership to achieving diversity and to actions that support diversity. We see a lot of that in our community, in all honesty, and we really commend our local companies that are very visible with their commitment to diversity. That is very important to changing the mindset of everybody. We then looked at the area of expanding your criteria. Historically, many boards of directors have only looked at candidates that had CEO level experience, that were former or current sitting CEOs. And so what we mean by expanding your criteria is looking beyond current CEOs. Obviously, when you look at the number of available candidates, if one of your criteria is a sitting CEO, you're very limited mm-hmm. when you look at those numbers of women. But if you look beyond CEO to the executive suite or that C-suite, there is a larger pool of qualified candidates. Also expanding criteria as these boards are looking at matrix of skill sets that they need on that board, being very thoughtful around that right expertise and identifying women candidates that maybe they don't have prior board experience, but have that very specific right expertise that a board is looking for. Maintaining an active pipeline, just like many other things, aspects of the business world, networking and building relationships is very important to a company's work towards achieving diversity. And, you know, our suggestion is that there are best practices as it relates to actively building that network of diverse candidates. So reaching outside of that normal network and building that network of diverse female candidates.
With these criteria, actively improving on diversity at the high-level boards, as you mentioned, when you have to expand the criteria beyond the CEO levels because already women are not as represented at that level, so the need to go beyond that. To touch upon that, what are some of the main obstacles women continue to face that hinder their professional growth to these levels of leadership?
Yeah, great question. I think that a lot of it continues to be in the, you know, many of the misconceptions of female leadership and what females bring to the table. It's also back to one of the points I just made around networking and relationships. So many things that happen in the business world are based upon networks and relationships, mentoring relationships, sponsorship relationships, et cetera. And our women need to all be more focused on continuing to develop those relationships outside of their comfort zones and ensuring they have those right mentors and sponsors.
Well, and I suppose it would go both ways, that men should be more open to taking on a female mentee or other things like that.
Absolutely. And we're seeing more and more of that. We're seeing more and more of our male leaders really identifying high potential women and helping them, introducing them to their network and helping them really bridge that networking gap.
That kind of leads into my next question. For any male leadership who is perhaps on the fence of the merits of having more diversity in females in these higher levels, why do we need to back this up with research that having women at these top levels is beneficial for the company, the culture, and also ultimately their bottom line?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
I think that the research, most importantly, helps create awareness. I mean, and that's how we see the research, as something that is a tool that helps us create awareness and helps us sometimes have those difficult dialogues and difficult conversations, really pushes us out of our comfort zones.
And how is Wisconsin comparing to the national numbers when it comes to having women at the executive and directors levels within these companies?
So the metrics are interesting. From a female director's perspective, if we look at the S&P 500, Wisconsin is leading that of a national average. Wisconsin is at about 26.7% of diverse board directors on boards, as compared to a U.S. average of 21.2%. But when we look at the female executives, we are lagging. Wisconsin is at 17.4 compared to a U.S. average of 26.5. So some concerns there from a pipeline perspective when you look at these women at executive ranks as being potential pipeline for director positions.
And how do we get this pool of potential women directors growing at a faster pace to even out the numbers and to bring up both the state and national average of representation?
Yeah, it's all about building that pipeline, right? In the pipeline, let me just give you a little bit of a sense of the pipeline. I mean, about an S&P 500, let's focus on S&P 500 companies. Generally, there are about 45% of the workforce are women. And then as you move up those tiers of management, so when you look at mid-management, you know, it's 37%. You look at executive and senior level management, it's 26%. You look at board level, it's 21%. Top earners, it's 11%. So it's all about focusing on the individual women in these individual roles and ensuring diversity throughout these companies and diversity in attracting and maintaining these women and promoting these women, because this is the pipeline, right? It all starts back at looking at the complete workforce and maintaining those diverse candidates within the pipeline as they are promoted through the company.
What do you hope that this report will encourage people to do, both men and women who perhaps are not as involved yet in creating this change?
our goal is one of awareness, is one of identifying these best practices and strategies and getting the word out and offering up our assistance, Milwaukee Women Inc.'s assistance, as it relates to really furthering that journey of diversity, both at the executive levels as well as at the board of directors.
All right. Well, Lindsay Hammer, thank you so much for coming in to talk about it today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lindsay Hammerer is the chair of the organization Milwaukee Women, Inc. You'll find a link to the group's latest annual report, Power of Three, about women representation on corporate boards at wuwn.com.